Marijuana is now legal in Massachusetts. As of midnight, state law permits people over the age of 21 to carry up to an ounce of pot and to keep up to 10 ounces at home. Residents can also grow up to a maximum of 12 marijuana plants per household. It is still illegal to buy and sell marijuana. Retail shops are at least a year away, but legal recreational marijuana use will likely have an immediate effect in Massachusetts. WBUR's Steve Brown explains what legalization changed in Colorado.
We got a couple different options. Got the Mobioji Haze.
And what are the prices
on? It's going to be $45 and you get 15% off today.
A bud tender at River Rock Cannabis on the north side of Denver explains to a young couple the prices and characteristics of a certain strain of marijuana they are considering buying. Routine transactions like this have been taking place in Colorado for nearly 3 years, and the business continues to grow.
Can I get a gram of that?
Yeah, for sure. We're just doing the 1 gram for you today?
Yes.
Okay.
Unlike Massachusetts, Colorado has had a much longer experience with some form of legalized marijuana. The drug was decriminalized 41 years ago, and in 2000, voters amended the state constitution to allow patients with a doctor's note to possess up to 2 ounces of medical marijuana or grow 6 plants for their personal use. By the time recreational marijuana was available for sale in retail stores to adults in 2014, the novelty had somewhat worn off.
It hasn't really changed life here. And we've been living with legal cannabis for 4 years and these legal sales for 3 years.
Ricardo Baca is the editor of the cannabis section of the Denver Post. He says the first day of legalized sales was fascinating.
Suddenly these shops are open, and for the first time, people were able to walk into a shop with little more than an ID proving they're of age, and they were able to buy legal cannabis for the first time in the modern world, so that was kind of thrilling.
But
at the same time, nothing really changed. A lot of people's worst fears didn't come to fruition then, and a majority of those have not come to fruition since then.
Baca says people were very concerned about Colorado's image, especially as camera crews from around the world descended on the state when the first legal sales were made. But he says marijuana consumers largely follow the rules.
The laws and the rules were carefully communicated to people. People were educated. There's always been so much misinformation about not only this substance, but people who use it regularly, whether, you know, we're calling them stoners or potheads or cannabis aficionados. And they behaved responsibly on January 1st. And for the most part, they continue to behave responsibly around this newly legal substance.
Officials in Colorado point to tight regulations for the successful rollout of legalized marijuana. Suzanne Jones is the mayor of Boulder, Colorado, where 75% of voters approved recreational marijuana when it was on the ballot in 2012. 4 years later,
we have a thriving marijuana sector, which has been integrated into our community. I'd say all told, we have about 90 businesses when you include the grows, the infused products, manufacturers, and the retail stores. And over the several years since recreational marijuana has been legalized, I think we've brought in over $8 million in tax revenue. So, you know, it's contributing in multiple ways to the community.
Jones says taxes on marijuana sales has brought in more than $8 million since legalization. And she says another boost has been marijuana tourism, folks coming in from other states to sample what's forbidden back home.
I will say, though, that I'm glad some other states have legalized recreational marijuana. It will be good to spread that around and not have it be such a novelty. I'm not sure that we need more people moving to Colorado for marijuana.
Colorado continues to ease marijuana restrictions. Last month, when Massachusetts and 3 other states voted to legalize recreational marijuana, the citizens of Denver voted to allow bars and restaurants to permit the consumption of marijuana in a designated area. That's not legal in Massachusetts yet. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.